Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Darren Boy, and in this show we are going to discuss how to optimize your website as a project management consultant. We're also going to go over some applications which can be used online for project management and collaboration with clients. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. All right, let's get started. Well, in the previous radio show, we went over things like Google Analytics, selecting the right keywords, content, optimizing your website, and calls to action, and why web design is also important. Not only does this exist for Google, but also Bing, the Microsoft search engine, and Yahoo also offer webmaster tools which you can use in order to optimize your website and get you as a project management consultant on the first page of Google. These things also other statistical programs such as AWStats, Webalyzer, Matrix Stats, and also Thumbshots, which gives a snapshot of your page, are also things which you should always submit to in order to increase the possibility of you getting higher. So another important aspect is now that Facebook, as of in 2010 in May, Facebook has been nominated a more popular site than Google. So what does this mean for you as a project management consultant? Well, what it means is that you need to start taking things like Facebook and things like Twitter and all social networking sites more seriously. Well, by social networking sites, I can also mean things like LinkedIn, Dig, and things like that. So now within Facebook also, there's something called Facebook Insights, which if you set up your own Facebook page providing project management solutions, you can also check to see who's actually visiting your site, male or female, their age, so many things like that, which is obviously very, very useful to your marketing and which target audience you're going to go for. There's nothing really exists for Twitter, but if you have a Facebook, you generally should have a Twitter also. However, Google are now indexing Twitter feeds and Facebook feeds. So the more that you tweet and the more that you update your status updates, then the higher, obviously, you'll get to the first page of Google. Really, getting to the first page of Google is one of the most important things you can do as a project management consultant in order to increase your profitability. It's the main search engine which is used now. And also, it's just something you need to do. There are places which you can register. So again, going back to social networking sites, LinkedIn is a very good one, and there are just a plethora of others out there. So really, it's really something to start really looking into. Within Google Analytics, if you don't know what Google Analytics is by now, go back to part one of this radio show, and I give a brief introduction, or simply just Google Analytics in Google and have a read of what it is. Basically, what it is, though, it allows you to look at the visitor statistics of your site. So, for example, you can know how long each user is spending on your site, which page are they leaving, maybe why are they leaving, which search engine are they using to find your site, for example, which country they're coming from, what keywords they typed in. So it's really a comprehensive kind of spying software, if you like, which you can look at and see who's there. Obviously, it doesn't name or like give any personal details of any of the users on there, but it's very useful to see how users go on your site and use your site. Maybe there's a page which you're not clear on. Maybe clients are going to your site, they're looking at your CV, and then they're leaving. Maybe there's something wrong with your CV. So this is how important a website is as a project management consultant in order to have it right. And obviously, having an online presence is critically important. Another thing that's very important as well as having a website is to have maybe something like a blog. We're in the time now where blogging is a profession, and it's a great way to push traffic to your site, and also give examples of your experience and allow people, you know, to understand what kind of project manager you would be and things like that. So it's a very good thing. And if you have a large network of people following you, then, you know, there might be more opportunities for a client to contact you through your blog. So in regards to the applications online, well, found an excellent list actually listed on the webdesignerdepot.com. I obviously can't give the URL to you, but just type in project management in that search box and this will come up. Very nice website. This is a very good example actually of a very effective website. Websites obviously has to be very good, but it affords your interest. It's very nice. It's very nice to look at. It makes you feel good even to look at. So obviously you can't do something as professional as this, but you know, just try and learn from it. Learn how they use the text, learn how they use the colors, and for example. So really the first one which they go on is something called Project Peer. Well, the good thing about Project Peer is that it's free and it's open source. Not only that, it's completely self-hosted with PHP, and it does things like manages tasks, go through you can go through budgets, you can manage projects, you can manage teams, all basically online. It's really good for helping your organization communicate and really, you know, sing off the same hymn sheet. I'm saying this a lot in these radio shows, but this is a really critical thing, that you're singing off the same hymn sheet and the hymn sheet is in the same language. So really check out Project Peer. That's a really, really good site. The URL is projectpeer.org. The second application which is used is something called Collaborative, so Collabative. This is also used for project management. This is really a content management solution, really, and it's a bit simpler than the previous one, but it really helps you manage things like projects, milestones, and things like that. It also says on the website that it also supports Basecamp integration, time tracking, and also, which I haven't really seen before, there's multiple languages. We assume that obviously the business language is English. I think it's actually US English now. You know, there are many people, especially with China and the Arab states, it's important to know these languages and being able to communicate with these languages also. The URL for Collaborative is collabative.0-dyn.de. So if you can remember that, maybe you play that back, or just go on the Web Designer Depot's website and click the image. The third application on this site is something called LifeRay. This again is really talking about singing off the same hymn sheet, and it's an enterprise social collaboration solution, as it's described, which is a virtual workspace of which streamlines communication, saves time, builds group cohesion, and raises productivity from the site. So obviously that sounds like a really, really good tool. From looking at it also in the screenshots, I've used this now and then in the past. It is actually very easy to use, and it's very good for communicating with clients and stakeholders. The URL for this is liferay.com. The fourth application which can be used, it's a bit more like a Microsoft Office, I think, or Microsoft Project kind of interface, is called OpenGoo. Again, this is free, it's open source. They describe it as a web office, and they also state that it's a complete solution for every organization, for internal and external documents and collaboration. It's very easy to use. It's very similar, I find, also to Outlook. So it has things like notes, calendar, document, tasks you can do. But it also has things like reporting. So, you know, I haven't used this myself, but I'd like to think with the reporting that you can create custom reports, like end of stage reports maybe, or issue logs or things like that. So the URL for this is opengoo.com. opengoo.org. So opengoo.org. And then the fifth part is something called clocking it. It reminds me a little bit actually of Google Analytics. It's really more used for time tracking, milestones, timelines, calendar graphs, and things like that. And it also has an Excel export, which is very, very useful. And really anything that you need in order to for time tracking or scheduling, it's on there. And the website for this is clockingit.com. It's also important to add, like, with all these online tools, it has its obvious advantages where, like, clients and project managers or stakeholders, really, they can communicate without being in the same place at the same time. They can all take from one document. They can set permissions. The project manager can set permissions, what things can be changed, and really people can collaborate online and more effectively, even sometimes when they're not in the same place as each other. Okay, well, going back, the sixth part of it is something called clock, spelled with a K, so K-L-O-K. The URL before I forget is klok.mcgraphics, spelled with an X.com. Very, very different interface for this. It really depends on your taste. Personally, I didn't like it that much. It seems too simplistic for me, but it might work for you. It's a very dark interface. They describe it as pretty good looking. I suppose that's very subjective. So yeah, it really depends on whether you like that or not. But it's still obviously worth checking it out. If I just skip to the eighth one, one of my favorites actually is something called Google Docs. Yes, Google. It has their own document project management solution. This is something, it's basically very, very similar to things like Microsoft Office, which you can use, and it has, you know, virtually anything you can do within Microsoft Office, you can do with Google Docs. And the good thing about Google Docs is that you can send it to people straight away, and it's there online, saved on the Google server, wherever you go, wherever you can access it, as long as you have an internet access. Another really, really powerful part of it is that you can actually search through it using the Google search engine. So that's really, really very useful. I really implore you to have a look at this site. There's many more things like Less Time Spent, where you can sign up for free. Campfire, it's more of an instant messaging application for groups. Whether you think we need that now, whether people want instant messaging in their office is another thing. Something called Tada Lists, which is really very good. Remember the Milk, I think you might already know, this is really more for creating task lists and to-do lists, and really things like that. Active Collab, Spring Loops is a very, very good application, very, very nice. I would implore you to have a look at it and see what you think. Have a little go with some of them, see if they work for you. Personally, the one I like the best is Project Pia and Google Docs. They were my really real favorites, really. And also actually LifeRate was actually also really, really good. I found that very, very, very useful. I will also add a link to this article, which I was looking at, post it on the project-dynamics.com site. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any more questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Darren Boy. If there is a show you'd like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune into the GoGo Radio Fan exclusively on gogo.com.